The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn is sick today. It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. Hopefully we'll have him back tomorrow. There was a big Brett Kavanaugh interview last night on Fox News. And I thought he did really well. To me, he's believable. He's likable. So is his wife. She seems to be completely on board and doesn't have any doubt that he didn't do any of this. But I don't know if it changes anybody's mind. I think if you believed him before, you believe him even more now.
I think that's where you're at too, right? I mean, I think if you did have a little bit of a doubt, but were, you know, still kind of supporting him, you absolutely believe him now.
Mm-hmm.
If you
didn't, you still don't.
No way. I mean, I don't think he can say anything that makes you go to his side.
It's just too political now.
I know. And he did a pretty good job not making it that way. In his interview,
mm-hmm.
He did the best he could, I thought, to not blame anyone and just want to get it over with, which was kind of nice. But I don't think, again, I don't, you know, the people who don't like him and think that he's going to, burn the earth, burn and scorch the earth, still believe that.
And save babies, which would be just horrific. For people on the left, they don't want any babies saved in this process.
Well, you can't have that. Pat.
You can't have that.
You
just if they can't take the lives of babies for another 45 years, they can't live in an America where you can't do that. It's just not right.
You know what? It is not fair.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
And really, I am not convinced that this guy would support overturning Roe v. Wade. I think this is the Democrats' best shot at somebody who isn't intending to overturn Roe v. Wade if given the opportunity.
It's very possible.
They're cutting off their nose to spite their face. This is their best shot under a Republican president. If you deny this guy his seat on the Supreme Court, the next nominee is far more likely, because it's probably going to be Amy Coney Barrett, who is sort of the runner-up in this process the first time around.
Well, it is if they postpone it till after the election, you still have to have a nominee, but they think they'll be able to shut it down then, right?
Yeah, but I don't know that they'll be able to shut it down until after the election.
I don't know.
McConnell doesn't seem to be willing to do that. He said they're going to have a vote regardless of the outcome. And I think they should.
Absolutely.
So some of what Kavanaugh had to say last night, he told Martha McCallum that he's not going to let these false accusations drive him out of the process. And he said he's a virgin. Which is maybe more information than
interesting.
We needed. I don't know.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Look, a lot of people. I saw a number of tweets in social media. TMI.
Yeah,
TMI.
Too much information.
But
yeah.
That's where we're at.
It is.
Right?
It is. It's amazing.
We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. Mm. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school.
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
Mm. Wow. I mean, so does that include college? He didn't really specify there.
Many years after.
Many years after. How many? As long as you're going to tell us, you know, you were a virgin in high school, let's find out the exact year.
Yeah, she should have pressed that. She didn't want to know, though, because she said, now that we're in high school.
But he categorically denied any kind of sexual assault.
No, I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever. I've always treated women with dignity and respect. May have met her. We did not travel in the same social circles. She was not a friend, not someone I knew.
You don't remember ever being at parties with her ever?
I do not. Never did any such thing. Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing.
True.
If such a thing had happened, it would have been the talk of campus. And yes, there were parties. And the drinking age was 18. And yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion. And people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret. I want a fair process where I can defend my integrity. And I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record. And I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I've known him for 17 years, and this is not at all character. It's really hard to believe.
She also said that she hasn't had any doubt, really, during this time period.
This process is incredibly difficult, harder than we imagined. And we imagined it might be hard. But at the end of the day, our faith is strong. And we know that we're on the right path.
Can you imagine what his kids are going through?
Ooh.
Can you imagine with them saying such vile things Ooh. About their father? Their world is being turned upside down right now. It's really despicable. Really bad. And this is what you go through.
Yep.
And this,
for sure.
I hate to say it, but I think this is what everybody's going to go through now from now on.
Oh, the gauntlet's down.
Right?
Yes, or the gauntlet's up, or whatever you want to say it. Yeah, absolutely, man. There's nothing left. All holes barred now. That's gone.
Who's going to want to go through this? I wouldn't.
I don't know.
That's amazing that he's going to see it through.
It's going to be awful ugly. That's for sure. Now, he did say a couple things in that interview there, that last piece that you paid, where she didn't, we've all done things we regret.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? And there was something else in there. I would have, as long as we were on the subject, I mean, was he still a virgin when he met the wife? Or I mean, as long as we're finding out some stuff, let's dig in.
I don't know that that's relevant to the topic, but it would have been interesting to find out. As long as we're finding out the other stuff.
Let's go.
Let's just get it all out there.
Let's go.
And again, now his children are subjected to all that too. They don't want to know about that. Nobody's kids want to know about their parents' sexual exploits.
They don't. I mean, children believe that that's not true.
And
let's move on.
For him to be accused of the things he's being accused of, it's got to be really tough in that family. It's got to be really hard. But his wife seems really strong in this process.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, you compare this, this interview on Fox to the interview the Clintons did on 60 Minutes.
I know. That's why I say I want to believe him.
One couple was believable, the other not so much. I didn't buy into Clinton at all during that interview on 60 Minutes. I didn't. I bought into it when he said this.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. I never told anybody to lie. Okay. Not a single time.
Not a single time.
These allegations are false.
False.
And I need to go back to work
for the American people. Yeah, that's what I need to do.
I bought into that too.
I bought into that because I thought, wow, with a statement that strong, looking us right in the eye and absolutely categorically denying it, he can't be lying, right? Because we'll find out.
Right.
And we did.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Okay. Oh, well. Then never mind.
Well.
What a good liar, though. I mean.
Well, at the time he.
That was amazing.
At the time he told us that, he believed it. he just found out later that he was wrong.
Right? Is that what happened? Yes. I think. I'm sure that's what it was. We're in a bad place right now. And I think we all know it. And whether or not we can come out of this bad place, I think depends in large part on our own conduct. Are we going to continue to act the way we're acting and the way others are acting and just throw it back in their face all the time.
I hope not.
It's just going to continue to escalate if we do. It's gotten so bad that Republicans are now not able to go out to dinner with their wives. Ted Cruz and Heidi last night at a restaurant in D.C. I mean, this was despicable. Watch what happened as a crowd gathered and chased him out of the restaurant in Washington.
We believe survivors.
Good for you.
It was way hotter than you do.
Okay, can you stop that right there? Did you catch the Beto is way hotter than you as they're going on to him? And, you know, as before we finish this off, okay, now picture yourself not only as Ted Cruz. Let's put Ted and Heidi away. What if you're another customer there? It wasn't the restaurant wasn't put on hold for Ted.
No.
I mean, that's agonizing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We believe survivors.
God bless you.
He's leaving.
They won. We believe survivors.
Why is the restaurant letting that happen?
It makes me want to do the same thing to each of them.
It sure does.
Makes me want to take down their names and then gather a mob and show up wherever they go in public and start yelling in their face. Just ridiculous things until they leave. Except I'd probably be arrested for that. I'll you know, for disturbing the peace or inciting a riot or whatever.
Right.
I think the restaurant owner would call police and you'd be arrested. These idiots can seem to get away with this everywhere they
sure go. Can.
And they continue to do this because Maxine Waters, for one, told them to. And they're doing it.
They sure are. And they're getting away with it. I mean, you're right. If we were to do that, the restaurant people would ask us to leave.
Yep.
Not wait for these people to leave. Not wait for Ted to leave and help him out the door.
And you know what? It's the wrong instinct to want to do it right back in their face because that just escalates the situation. But wow, does that make me want to do it.
I know.
That is outrageous.
So you're saying that it's wrong to want to do it.
Well, it's wrong. I don't know if it's wrong to feel
wrong
like doing
to
it.
Want to do it. It's wrong to do it.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would say that probably doesn't help.
Yeah, bringing me down.
Yeah. Although, man.
I know.
But it's un-American. You're essentially saying that these people don't belong anywhere in public. That they don't have the same right as you do to come out and enjoy their lives.
And
just have a peaceful dinner with their wife. And, you know, how frightening for Heidi. I mean, Ted's been subjected to this kind of stuff. Maybe Heidi has a little bit on the campaign trail as well. But wives should not have to go through this. Ted shouldn't have to go through this. But I think this is going to happen more and more and more. We believe survivors. What does that even have to do with Ted Cruz?
Well, I'll tell you, my friend. I noticed they cut the end of the thing. But at the very end, our main chanty lady reminds us that Ted Cruz and Brett Kavanaugh are best friends. She reminds us that they're best friends.
Brett, who is?
Kavanaugh and Cruz.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know that to be true. But
They brought in the looks thing. I thought that was inappropriate to do. Okay, so first of all, you believe survivors, so this is about the Kavanaugh hearing. And then also it's about who's more attractive.
Beto's hotter.
Unbelievable.
Okay, come on.
I mean, what happened to you're not supposed to go down the road of what a person looks like.
And you know, I saw this on Twitter today, this video. I wonder, you know, at Jack. Doing anything with the people that are harassing people, coming up on assaulting people
that
in
wasn't
restaurants?
Hateful? That's not hateful. I think it's really hateful. Jeez. 888-727-BECK. 888-727-BECK. It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn today. As we welcome a new sponsor, Relief Factor, to the radio show for over 4 years now, Relief Factor has been helping people in this building alleviate pain. And late last year, Tanya and Glenn started taking it too. He's talked a lot about the fact that he's suffered with a lot of pain over the last 10 or 15 years. And sometimes it's been debilitating. If you've ever seen him on a flight, for some reason, the pressure, I guess, of a flight just sets off everything in his body, and he's in massive pain. But when he started taking Relief Factor, he was able to stop taking all of the medications and hadn't felt this good in years. Now, he's not here today, but it's totally unrelated to that. Happens to be a cold or the flu. But Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's created by doctors. There's four key ingredients that each help your body fight inflammation. There's a three-week quick start to give this a try for just $19.95. Now, 70 or 75% of the people who order the three-week quick start go on to order more because it works so well for them. That says an awful lot. So if you want your life back, if you want a drug-free and natural way to ease your pain, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Addicted to outrage. The new book from Glenn Beck, Addicted to Outrage, is available everywhere. Order it now at Amazon.com.
It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who's out sick today. 888-727-BECK. Kind of interesting this week that as he prepares for the testimony and the accusations from Dr. Ford, Brett Kavanaugh has been handing out these calendars to senators. Calendars that he kept from 1982, where he outlined his daily activities all during the year and then specifically during the summer that's in question, to show you that it wasn't on his calendar.
Right.
There was no party like this on his calendar. Who does that in high school?
You didn't have a calendar?
Didn't. Maybe that's what separates a potential Supreme Court justice from being a radio DJ. Maybe that's what separates the men from the boys.
I knew I should have kept a calendar.
Yeah, but I mean, pretty detailed. Apparently, he talked about his whereabouts, what he was going to do, even his activities. He kept track of the summer vacation completely. Typical activities, including beach week, that he was going to be at the beach all that week. And then, I mean, even things like, I'm going to go to the theater to see Grease 2, Rocky 3, and Poltergeist were all mentioned for that summer.
Ooh.
Now, he went to Grease 2. Is that enough to deny his confirmation? It's pretty close.
That's a good argument.
It's pretty close. He had bad taste in movies, I will say that.
That's what was out, though, right?
Although Poltergeist was pretty good in its day. I saw it again recently. A couple of years ago, we let the kids see it when they got older, thinking, you know, it was going to be horrifying to them.
Yeah, you can't watch that now.
And so when they were, you know, in their early teens, we finally showed them Poltergeist. And they laughed at it because it was so cheesy now. That's a movie that just didn't hold up very well. The special effects, I think you got better special effects on your iPhone.
I believe that.
Than were available to Steven Spielberg in 1982 or whenever that movie came out. But what an organized, studious guy he was.
Right. I mean, he's already aware of he needs to, designate time for things, right? And be aware that this is my schedule and I need to stick to it.
He's organized.
Yeah.
He's got goals. Yeah. He's got a plan. I mean, he planned out his whole summer. When have you ever... I haven't done that now. I'm an adult. I've never... planned out and written down any activity. So let alone, you know, mentioning specifics like, I mean, little teeny details, like I'm going to the movies tonight.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. But.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, no, I haven't done that.
No. I'm not surprised, actually, that you haven't done that either.
What do you mean?
I wasn't even going to ask because I just basically assumed you hadn't kept a calendar either. I don't know. There's a certain je ne sais quoi there.
Thank you. Look, it's not important to write down everything you do during the day. You know, sometimes because in the future, somebody might want to look at that calendar.
Yes.
Okay.
For him, it was apparently okay.
For a calendar? No.
Yeah. 888-727-BECK. More Pat and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program. With Pat and Jeffy, Glenn sick today. So if you're a Republican, this is apparently what you can expect when you go out to dinner with your wife in Washington, D.C., and elsewhere, for that matter.
We believe survivors.
And then you get that.
Beto is way hotter than you, dude.
I mean, these people are such hypocrites.
That's for sure.
Such despicable hypocrites. And this is all being yelled at Ted Cruz and his wife when they're just trying to go out to dinner in Washington, D.C.
We believe survivors.
God bless you,
Kelly.
Let my wife through.
Yeah,
We believe survivors.
Unbelievable. Do you believe survivors? Tell that to the survivor of Keith Ellison. What about her? Nobody on the Democrat side believes Keith Ellison's accuser. Nobody in the Democrat Party. They're not even talking about that. The guy just won a primary election in the midst of the accusations. I thought you believed survivors. No, you don't.
Nope.
No, you don't. You believe them if the accusation is leveled against a Republican. Yes. Because you're just partisan hacks and you don't really care about the truth at all. They don't care about the truth. And since when in America is the accused guilty immediately, just based on the accusation? I mean,
that's been slowly coming.
It's been slowly coming,
it was laughed off, but I mean, they've really kept pushing and kept pushing. And
they don't even make any bones about it anymore.
Right.
And they've been asked, several of them, point blank, on a lot of news shows, well, wait a minute, what about the presumption of innocence? And they just roll right over it.
Oh, that's for the courts.
Yeah.
Well, we're not even getting to the courts. So that's where it was about the people too.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be that way too.
Oh yeah. It's just an American principle. And they don't believe in, obviously. Brian in Oklahoma, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
Hey, Pat, I have a fantasy I want to share with you. I called for 1 point, but I have 2 points. But first off, I've been watching this Kavanaugh thing and the sheer lack of decorum. And I know this is kind of evil of me, but if Kavanaugh doesn't make it through this process, I would like to nominate Hillary Clinton for the Supreme Court. Just for the sheer joy of watching her get drugged through the mud like a Libyan ambassador. I mean,
it would be interesting. But then you run the danger that she might actually be confirmed.
She's not going to do that. Won't happen.
That would be horrific. But yeah, I mean, you know, there is that tendency to just want revenge. We were just talking about that a few minutes ago. I'd love to go and holler in the faces of all these people when they're out to dinner.
So
love
great.
To do it. Just gather a mob of Republicans, of conservatives, and just
so
go
great.
Scream in their face wherever they go. How do you like it? You like that? Is that fun?
Were you starting to enjoy that Whataburger?
You feel free? Do you feel like you can go anywhere you want in this country, or do you feel a little bit oppressed now? I wonder. Huh. All right. What was your other point then, Brian?
So how is denying someone a meal because of you don't agree with their political beliefs at a restaurant, how is that different than denying them a gay wedding cake? I mean, they raised all kinds of hell
question.
Because they couldn't have their cake.
Yeah.
But this guy can't go sit down and have a meal at a restaurant
nope.
without being shouted down and abused by these people.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same.
I agree. I think it's exactly the same.
It's a good point.
They shut down Alex Jones for harassing people and coming
Appreciate
after
it,
people
Brian.
Like that on the internet. But, you know, for his Twitter accounts, where are they at? We're going to shut these people down? Don't look too hard for it because it's not going to happen. But they should. I heard a theory earlier this morning that I thought was interesting. So if the theory would go, like, the Democrats are trying to push this off until the election, right? So the Kavanaugh vote. So Trump pulls Kavanaugh and says there, okay, that's it. And then spends the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks, however it is, till the election, just bashing the Democrats at what they did to you. This is your Senate. That's why I need the Senate. This is why we need the Republicans. And this is ridiculous what they did to this man's family. This, and then as soon as, you know, then, and then nominate Barrett.
Might help in the election, and it might help that confirmation.
Yeah. And you get a more conservative judge.
If it went down that way, it might work. I there's just no guarantee it will.
I know.
But, yeah, but I like the theory.
I do, too.
Bernadette in Florida, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi. Hey. My question is, how did these people even know that the cruises were going to be there? So apparently, a restaurant employee must have notified them ahead of time that they had reservations. And if that's the case, what is the restaurant going to do about it?
Yeah.
Are they going to fire the employee that leaked it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. And really, in today's world, what happens?
Thanks, Bernadette.
Yeah. What, you know, like I have a couple of questions to that. Does the restaurant, why does Ted have to leave? Why is the restaurant employees not kicking those people out?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
That's what I want to know.
Right.
I want to know, why is Ted leaving?
Because I doubt they were even patrons. They're not customers.
Right. They're happy to help Ted leave the restaurant, but they're not showing these people to the door.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I have that question. And another, in today's world, to your point of how they know, if you're part of the hater mobs, you've got a person that's kind of keeping an eye on you, the senator. And if, you know, if he goes somewhere, you just post it. I mean, you have your group, your Facebook group, your Instagram group, your Twitter group, and they get the ping saying, you know, Ted's at Bill's restaurant, and then they show up. So, I mean, that's a quick and easy crowd.
It's kind of amazing that I don't know if that was at the beginning of his meal
or at the end.
I don't know. I don't know if he'd already gotten his food. I have no idea. We should try to get him on and ask him about that.
Yeah,
because if it's getting to the point where Republicans can't go out to dinner, is that really are you proud of that, Democrats?
Time to stop.
Yeah. Is that really what we want to have happen in the United States of America? I mean, congratulations, Maxine Waters, because...
You got it.
People are following through, and they're getting ugly, and they're getting in people's faces. And if you don't think that's not going to escalate, because it is, eventually something's going to happen at one of these events where somebody gets hurt. And then whose fault is that? That's not Donald Trump's fault.
No, it is not. You're going to try to spin it to Trump's fault, but
they're going to try. They will try.
You're 100% right there, my friend. That will definitely happen.
727 Beck, Bill in Oklahoma. You're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey.
As I've been considering this business with Brett Kavanaugh, it popped into mind another Democratic activist in April of 1865, a guy named John Wilkes Booth, obviously assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. And what struck me is the similarities in today's world. You don't need a firearm or anything to effectively assassinate somebody. All you need is an allegation, you know, of wrongdoing 30 some odd years ago, and to really have the same effect, which is obviously exactly, and consider the similarities, of course, with Ford's theater, and then of course with Dr. Ford. And it's tragic, you know, that essentially they're doing the same thing with what could very well be, and that these feckless, gutless Republicans drive me crazy. You know, they don't make the point, hey, this person could be lying. I mean, nobody has dared say that. My heavens, how novel that would be to levy a false allegation at somebody, you know, that humans have been doing for millennia. But it's, you know, seriously, and if I was Judge Kavanaugh in my remarks Thursday, I don't know if I'd be so gutsy to say that, but I think I would draw the comparison and say, hey, you know, they're trying to assassinate me in exactly the same ways. You know, is Martin Luther King or JFK? I mean, they're doing the same thing, but merely with a false allegation.
Yeah, so. They're still getting rid of you. I mean, they're not killing you, but they're getting rid of your political career.
Well, and I almost mentioned it earlier.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. That you know, despite no matter what happens now, after he gave the interview last night, we played you some clips from that, and very believable. You know, I want to believe him, and, you know, I believe that, you know, he's a good family man, and, you know, the family is this is a rough patch more than a rough patch, really, for the family. But I don't know that he ever gets by this, even if he gets becomes a Supreme Court justice, right? I mean, this is a big chunk to get by.
Yeah, and you're
going to wash yourself of this.
Already harmed his family.
Yeah,
you've already harmed his daughters.
Absolutely. It's never going away for them.
No, it's
never.
It's despicable what's going on. It was fascinating, too, to see MoveOn.org jump into this discussion.
Oh, good.
MoveOn.org tweeted out to Dr. Ford, you know, the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh. Dear Professor Ford, we want you to know that you are not alone. You are a survivor. Millions of us have your back. We call on senators to demand a full, fair, and trauma-informed investigation. Which is interesting, since MoveOn.org was founded as a grassroots operation to oppose impeachment proceedings of President Bill Clinton. When they were, the name of the organization itself is to move on from the allegations of Bill Clinton. And now they don't want to move on past any allegations. Even though there's not a shred of evidence from anybody, now they're totally 100% supportive of the allegations. Let's be stuck in the mire.org. Maybe they should change the name of the organization. Stuckinthemire.org. Carl in Illinois, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to jump on the point that Jeffy brought up, and we've talked about this here among our friends, is allowing this to go past the elections and actually having a red wave voting for Republicans because of the Supreme Court justice. I know a lot of people that voted for Trump just for the Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure that they had a conservative come in. And I know it's no guarantee, but I think the Republicans would be smart to do that.
Yeah, well, the Republicans aren't smart, though. Yeah. so they rarely do the smart thing. Thanks, Carl. It would be nice.
You are giving them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah, I'm not
the
sure.
Past has not really shown us that.
Yeah, not sure they deserve the benefit of the doubt. 888-727-BECK. It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change and the mechanic finds something wrong and surprise, you're hit with a repair bill you just didn't expect? I don't think that's ever not happened.
No kidding.
Seriously.
I don't know that.
Every time I've gone in for an oil change or something really small, I need new windshield wipers. Can you just replace it? Yeah, we were doing the windshield wipers. Couldn't help but notice the brakes need to be fixed on all four of them. Well, wait, first of all, do I have four brakes? I don't even know. Well, when you have extended vehicle protection, like so many of us here do from Car Shield, you don't have to worry about those unexpected surprises. If the car breaks down after the manufacturer's warranty expires, and it always does,
100%.
Every single time, it's just after your warranty expires, and yeah, your warranty expired last week. Oh, too bad. It's only cost you $2,100, though. I mean, replacing your engine, just that could cost you thousands. A simple repair to a sensor can cost over $1,000. Today's cars are so technical and so expensive to repair, you need Car Shield. It makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It's your choice. Save yourself thousands of dollars in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Like so many of us have done here. Before something goes wrong, call 800-CAR-6100. 800-CAR-6100. Mention the code BECK or visit carshield.com and use the promo code BECK to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code BECK. A deductible may apply. Carshield.com. We've been talking about this. I consider it an attack on Ted Cruz last night at a restaurant when he's out with his wife, Heidi.
Oh, I believe that.
And people Absolutely. Show up and start chanting at him. First of all, it is kind of an interesting question. How does that begin? I guess somebody spots them going to the restaurant and then they just tweet it out or whatever.
Yeah, they have a group chat that they message and who's ever available shows up.
And it's amazing to get there so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have had, 15, 20 people around him?
I mean, you can't.
All yelling at him?
Did you think that they were going to be at, a job? No.
No, clearly they don't have jobs.
And even if they go to universities, they can just leave there anytime they want.
Yeah.
We found that with the Yale law people.
Oh.
Right? They just leave. It's okay. We don't have to go to class. We're going to go protest.
My favorite part of that was that the Yale law students joined in the protest, despite the fact that there's not a shred of evidence that any of this ever occurred. These soon-to-be lawyers are all in on the fact that he's guilty. Wow. You guys aren't going to make very good defense attorneys.
Huh. Yale. One of the top, supposedly, one of the top law schools in the world.
Right.
And you know that, look, if they're leaving to protest, they're not paying for their classes. They're not paying for school. Someone else is paying for them.
Well, yes. Right? Mom and dad are paying for the school. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of sad.
It is. And you know that about 95% of the reason they left class is just because they wanted to get out of class.
Isn't that they didn't believe in the cause?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't know that they know anything about the cause. 888-727-BECK. Pat and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to tell you about something that you should either end your day with or start your morning with, and that is The News and Why It Matters. If you like this show, you're going to love The News and Why It Matters. It's a bunch of us that all get together at the end of the day and just talk about the stories that matter to you and your life. The News and Why It Matters. Look for it now wherever you download your favorite podcast.
Glenn Beck.
It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn, who's feeling a little under the weather today. Hopefully, we'll have him back tomorrow. 888-727-BECK. Tim Cook sat down more than a year ago to watch Apple's first scripted drama, which I didn't know they had scripted dramas yet.
Yeah, they're starting to for the Apple TV.
Interesting. Yeah. The first scripted drama they had was Vital Signs, but he was troubled by what he saw. The show is, have you seen Vital Signs? You've seen everything. You've not seen Vital Signs? Really? Is that the one broadcasted show you've never seen?
I don't subscribe to Apple yet.
Oh, okay. That's why. All right. Apparently, it's a dark, semi-biographical tale of a hip-hop artist, of Dr. Dre, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Featured characters doing lines of coke. There's an extended orgy scene in a mansion and drawn guns.
I mean, you've hooked me so far, my friend.
I know you're gonna love that.
I'm already looking up how to subscribe.
Unfortunately for you, however, Tim Cook doesn't want that kind of programming.
Yeah, whatever.
How about that? I mean, I can't believe that. He told Apple Music executive Jimmy Iovine, said people familiar with Apple's entertainment plans that Apple can't show this kind of stuff. Thank you. For me, that's great because Amazon does almost exclusively, R-rated type stuff. Netflix does almost exclusively
big guy stuff, yeah.
R-rated kind of
stuff that we like to watch is big guy stuff.
Yeah, it's got nudity. Yeah. It's got the F word all through it or graphic violence or whatever. Game of Thrones is a good example.
It's HBO.
Is it HBO? Yeah. Okay.
But same thing. Doesn't matter. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. All right. What is it that I'm thinking of on? Well, it's everything on Netflix. Is that me? Is that you? Yeah, it's okay. Something started on my computer, which is really handy for on-air work. Again, that needs to become illegal. When you don't push a button to make that happen, that has to stop.
If you have tabs open on your laptop or desktop and you're not a tab is not highlighted,
right?
It should be
that should
illegal
not happen.
Legal.
It should
to have the. And I mean,
yes,
illegal.
Yes,
I want. I'm not one for regulation, but I want laws for this.
I do too.
I want laws for this.
I want that laws for that, and I want a law that says these facial cream companies got to stop lying.
How do they?
We
do
actually
that?
Already have a law on that, and it's not being enforced. No. I don't know how false advertising works like that.
I mean
fraudulent.
And there's an erectile dysfunction company that uses anybody they want.
Yeah. Well,
anybody
they make stuff up. They make up quotes.
Anybody they want.
They make up scenarios. They'll talk about people having trouble in their marriage that aren't having trouble in their marriage.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they don't care.
Absolutely.
And
amazing.
They've gotten away with it for years
sure
now,
have.
And I just don't understand it. I don't know how it's possible. But
I mean, Glenn got into a huge fight with our money people, right? Because the company, he didn't want them running on the
right.
Blaze.
Yes.
And they were like, well, no, that's part of the deal.
Cost
but,
us a
yeah.
ton. Yeah.
So that's why you see him on the different websites, because every time I see him now, I think, oh, you're just doing it for the money.
Yep.
Okay. There's no,
yep.
Which is okay. I mean, okay.
It's not okay because those ads.
But it's not okay for that.
Are no. lies. Now, different
no, it's
ads.
Okay. No, I mean being in it for the money is
yeah,
okay. I get that.
Yes, right. Of course. It's capitalism. But
not with the lies. You're right.
Right. But when you're doing fraudulent things, when you're lying about people to make money,
and
that's a problem.
Out lies.
Yeah, complete lies. You know, that we've talked many times about the fixer-upper lies that Chip and Joanna were having these
yes.
marital problems, and she was leaving the show because of her facial cream empire. So ridiculous. None of it was true. None of their quotes actually were ever said by anybody. They eventually stopped doing the show, but it wasn't because of facial cream.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't. It actually
okay.
wasn't, Jeffy.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly
wow.
enough, it
I
was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they'd had enough. I think they'd had enough. They yep. got a lot going on. But back to this
anyway,
Apple movement now, as they get into live programming, you know, I think that Netflix and Amazon are pretty well, and Hulu have all covered the R-rated programming pretty
yeah,
well.
They're not alone. I mean,
right?
HBO's on it, CBS.
Yeah, Showtime. And they've been
all,
on it forever.
Yes, absolutely.
But across Hollywood and inside Apple, the show has become emblematic of the challenges faced by the technology giant as they push into entertainment. And again, I didn't even realize they were doing this
well,
until
good for
recently.
Them. Yeah, no, I knew they were getting into the streaming because they want their piece of the pie, which is good. And this actually might be a good move on their part because, like you say, nobody's doing it.
Nobody's doing it.
And
some
so,
family stuff.
Right. So, okay. I mean, that's good for them. I don't
yeah,
know.
I like
but
it.
I don't know if they'll be able to survive with continuing doing it. I hope so. And obviously, Tim hopes so.
Is there, is there a market for
right.
it? Other than, I don't know, my family.
Right.
There will
right.
be families, obviously, that like
I'm sure
it.
There will. Sure.
But will you find people who are interested enough in doing that kind of programming to go ahead and produce it for you?
Make it creative enough. That's the problem,
yeah.
right? I mean,
yeah.
that's the deal. You still want this show to be good.
Right. Right. Well, but you don't want it to be... I don't want it to be Bambi anyway.
Right,
right.
Right.
You know?
I definitely don't want it to be Bambi.
No. No. So their entertainment team is trying to walk a fine line that very few people in Hollywood would ever consider. Cook actually canceled Vital Signs. And they've made it clear, according to producers and agents, that they want high-quality shows with stars and broad appeal, but they don't want gratuitous sex, profanity, or violence. So we'll see if that works. We'll see if it works. Is there still a market for it?
My house.
Okay, yes. At the Fisher household, you won't be watching the Apple TV programming.
What's the point?
But there's already plenty of stuff for you, right? On Netflix.
There is.
And
yes, there is. And there
Amazon.
Might. And look, if the programming is good, I'll watch it. I want the stories to be good. I want the program to be good.
But didn't House of Cards kind of back off of the nudity that they once did pretty freely?
A little bit. You know, a lot of shows do that, though.
Yeah, they start.
A lot of shows start off with some really
hook
raw
you,
stuff, and they hook you, yes, and then they back off, and they just, you live off of what happened earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So you still think that it's really bad, but they're not showing you that real bad stuff anymore. So that, you know, a person will die, and they'll show that person pre and post death, but they don't show the actual murder. Well, while early on in the series, they would show the murder. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you still kind of think you're seeing it, but you're not.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's real fascinating.
It's interesting. Orange is the New Black. Do you ever watch that?
Yeah, I've gone through the first. They've got like, I don't know, 7 or 8, 9 seasons now.
And have they moderated it at all? No,
it's
still pretty harsh.
I don't know about that one. I think so, yeah. I mean, I kind of backed off after 3 or 4 seasons of that. Got a little old.
Really?
But they weren't. It was still backing off.
You know, even, is it, what was the network with the Americans? Because they featured some nudity, too, from what Glenn was saying. And I think that's just on FX, isn't it?
Yeah.
So even they are getting into that.
Oh, yeah. They've got some other series that they run on FX that are really good and big guy shows. I mean, they do some
raunchy material.
Language material, yeah. Mm.
You know what I saw last night on actual network television, which I haven't watched a show on network TV for I don't know how long. 10 years probably or more. It's a show called Manifest. Did you see that?
I caught the first little bit of it last night, yeah. Because my wife and kids were watching The Voice. Mm. And Manifest was, that was...
It came
right
on afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was watching it. I caught the first bit because it was a fascinating idea behind the story. And I know you'll say what it is. But
it's a good premise.
I wanted to see how the people learned what happened in the show.
Right.
And once I saw that, I got to go to bed.
I was watching football on Sunday night. And the ad came on for Manifest, and it was intriguing. And at the end of the promo, it said, "Set your your DVR now." My VCR. Set your DVR now. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to.
Nice.
So I actually recorded it.
I must set my DVR.
I did it. It's the first time I've ever done what they told me to do on TV. But
it's working.
The premise of the show is that a group of passengers on a plane, they get on a plane and it departs. And they just fly from their destination. They have some bad turbulence in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they land. And it's been 5.5 years,
right?
That's to everybody who's been on the ground the whole time.
Great premise.
Really cool.
Really good premise.
It reminds me a lot of the 4400. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I caught a little bit. I wasn't into it as much as you. I remember you talking a lot.
4400 people disappeared and then came back, and they all had special powers. And nobody knew what happened to them.
There was another show that where people started coming back from the future.
Yeah,
too.
There's
what
been
the
a bunch
heck
of
was
these
that show. I watched some. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But there's been another show where people were coming back from the future because they wanted to change. They wanted to change where they were at. They were coming back to now because they wanted to.
Oh yeah,
because they knew what things
that?
Were like where they in the time frame they lived in, and they wanted to change our time so it would change their forward time. Fascinating.
Yeah, but some cool shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some good stuff.
So it's a great premise for the show. Like I said, I watched the first until they found. I want to see how they actually learned. Because the plane landed and they won't let them off the plane.
They
surround them with ambulances and cops and everything, and they've got everybody.
And you're waiting for some build up.
Yeah, and the
guy just comes over and tells them.
What are we standing here for? Is that gonna get down?
Yeah, you've been gone 5.5 years. Shut up. Wait,
well, time to go to bed. That was really. I found that really fascinating because I did want some sort of
build up
to telling them, and some sort of secrecy to what had happened to them.
No, that part was kind of anticlimactic. Yeah, they just got right to it.
Yeah,
888-727-BECK. The half hour of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Simply Safe Home Security is a great security system. It's a fantastic protection. It's easy to use. It's easy to set up. And we've got some exciting news for you. Simply Safe is now valued at $1 billion.
Imagine that.
They started with us when, I don't know, they had 5 employees, I think.
So good.
That's how long we've known these people, and Glenn has worked with them. The founder only started the company because he wanted to help his friends who were burglarized, and now it's worth $1 billion. Wow. Simply Safe protects over 2 million people now. 2 million people. And here's what makes them great. Simply Safe is comprehensive protection for your home with round-the-clock professional monitoring and police dispatch. You get protection against intruders, fires, leaks, pipe bursts. Simply Safe keeps working during power outages, downed Wi-Fi. Even if a burglar smashes your keypad, it continues to work. System is easy to use. It's incredibly intuitive, and it takes only a few minutes to set up. And with Simply Safe, there's no contracts, there's no hidden fees, and 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's incredible. I remember before Simply Safe, my home security system had gone up to almost $60 a month. I'd rather pay $14.99 a month. It just makes sense.
Really?
Yes, for better protection. Order your Simply Safe system right now and get 10% off. Visit SimplySafeBeck.com. That's SimplySafeBeck.com for 10% off your home security system. SimplySafeBeck.com. It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn. 888-727-BECK. What a great world we live in. Purdue University in Indiana just announced their first ever gender-neutral homecoming court. Isn't that
nice?
Isn't that wonderful?
You.
Gender-neutral. We
it's
don't have to.
About time.
Finally. Finally. We've all been so offended by the king and queen.
Oh.
Because obviously a king is a man and a queen is a woman, and we don't need that artificial construct anymore. We just don't need that.
To be honest, I don't even know why we have it anymore. I mean, this whole objectification thing is agonizing.
Isn't it? We just need to do away with all of it. So at Purdue, they're opting instead for homecoming royalty. And it can be...
Oh, good.
You know, it could be one of any of the 112 different genders. So I think that's such a relief now.
It's good that
we've got that weight off of our shoulders
so
finally.
It's kind of a fluid homecoming. So when there's new genders that mm-hmm. we find, mm-hmm. they just add to them.
You
right?
just
it's
add them.
Good.
Yeah. yeah. Yes. Yeah. And now without the oppressive king and queen
Thank
titles.
You. Thank you.
You don't have to worry about it
Thank
anymore.
Thank you.
So seniors Lily Bishop and Grant Wood were crowned homecoming royalty during the homecoming. Still, though, they went with apparently a girl and a guy. So they still went with those two genders. But I don't know why they didn't choose some other gender.
Were they identifying as a male and a female at the time?
It doesn't say. I'm not sure. But the push for a gender-neutral homecoming court was a student-driven effort to push forward with gender equality across all platforms. The current candidates we choose had better resumes, better applications, and better represented Purdue. They're not the only major university to hold a gender-neutral homecoming. Penn State is also doing their first ever gender-inclusive homecoming weekend on October 13th. Thank goodness. Good. So it's starting to spread all over the country.
Jumping on the bandwagon now that Purdue's at the stage.
If it gets them there, though, Jeffy, where we get rid of that false construct, I'm okay with it.
As long as as long as they're promoting diversity and inclusivity.
Thank you.
I mean,
yes.
That's all we care about.
Isn't that what everybody's been clamoring for?
Yes.
How often have you heard people say on the street, damn those homecoming things where they have a king and queen? I hate that. How many times have you heard that? I can't even sleep at night because there's a homecoming king and a homecoming queen, and I can't take it anymore. What if we had gender-neutral homecomings?
Now you're onto something. Now you're onto something.
And finally we do. I mean, you know, the overwhelming demand has been there for so long that it's just nice. It's a relief, I guess, to finally see it come to fruition.
So, I mean, so many people have complained.
That yes.
That's why you haven't never heard about it. People complaining because so many people are complaining. They've just given up.
This generation of kids, these millennials, are they're turning everything upside down. Turning everything. I mean, this, as they said, it's student driven.
Yeah.
So it's these kids that have grown up thinking, yeah, you know what? We don't need gender specificity. We don't need that. What if we were gender neutral during our homecoming?
I'm hurt mm-hmm. when someone...
It hurt, yes. Just, it's a good word for it.
Yes.
Yes. It pains me.
It does. I feel bad.
It's 888-727-BECK. John in Washington, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy.
Hi. I think what we really need now is another Spartacus moment. And specifically, we have the legislative or the Congressional Accountability Act. So all of the congressional people like Teddy and all those guys who've assaulted people, all their records are there. And we should open those records, and everybody who's been accused or has a settlement should turn in their badge and go home, because obviously they're not suitable to serve the country.
We'd have about seven representatives less left, would be my guess. Maybe seven. Yeah. Maybe. I like the idea, though, because I appreciate it, John. We should find out who's been guilty of this and who has cost taxpayer money to settle these things.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That should absolutely be transparent.
It's embarrassing for us not to know that.
It should absolutely, we should have that transparency where we know who has cost taxpayers, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever in settlements, because we know they've made millions. They've paid out millions in settlements to people.
Now, I don't want to know who they've paid them to, but I do want to know they've been paid.
Yes.
I do want to know they've been paid.
And who was the perpetrator? Who was the perpetrator? And it's costing taxpayer money like that. We deserve to know that.
We absolutely do.
It's our money. And they act like, you know, it comes from some magic federal tree or something in their backyard.
They certainly don't act like it comes from you and me.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And they don't act like they're our employees. They act like they're they're royalty, and we're the knaves who just must obey.
It's time for royalty to be knocked down a peg,
right?
Okay,
and gender neutrality as well.
Purdue University, right?
Yes, we're all Purdue. Can we say that?
Amen.
We are all Purdue
today, my friend.
888-727 Beck.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat and Jeffy, because Glenn is a little under the weather today. You might think, hey, if you're not sexually assaulting or harassing any women, that you're safe from the Me Too movement.
That's what I think.
And you'd think wrongly there.
I would.
Yes. Let me tell you this story. This is unbelievable. Last week, Ian Buruma, who is the who used to be the editor of the New York Review of Books.
Used to be.
But a mob descended on him because he published an essay by Gian Gomeshi. He is a guy, he was a Canadian broadcaster who'd been accused of sexual assault early on in this Me Too movement era. He stood trial in Canada for sexual assault of six women and was acquitted of all charges back in 2015. So he sent a piece to the editor, Ian Buruma, and it was kind of an attempted apology, an explanation of how he became a person who was so despised. Said, I wore the right ribbons, used the right hashtags, hosted the right guests. I did interviews with everyone from Toni Morrison to Gloria Steinem, Drake, and Maya Angelou. I attended demonstrations and spoke at progressive fundraisers. And at some point, when it came to women, I began to use my liberal gender studies education as a cover for my own behavior. I was ostensibly so schooled in how sexism works that I would arrogantly give myself a free pass. He describes the helplessness, the shame, the fear he felt after the accusations hit. He actually even admitted that he might have behaved badly towards some women. But he didn't do the things that he was accused of, however.
Going that far, yeah.
Right. So because he sent this to Ian, who was the editor, and Ian published it.
That bastard.
Now, Ian is out of his job because the Me Too people came down on him.
How is that?
How is it possible?
How is it possible that a company fires you?
The New York Book of Reviews. How do they not say, no. No, we didn't do anything wrong.
We didn't do anything wrong.
You're not going to control our journalistic content. We're not going to allow you to do that. If nobody has any giblets to stand up and say no,
right.
Enough is enough. Okay? Nobody, I think we're all agreed on the fact that none of us want sexual assault or harassment of any kind or discrimination of any kind
just
to happen.
Just by you saying that means you do.
Okay, my friend. It's that bad. It honestly is.
I know. It's pathetic.
It's really, truly unbelievable how far this, and Glenn has talked about this many times, how far that pendulum swings when we get extreme like this. And we are too extreme. And the pendulum has swung so far the other way that it's gotten to be almost a fascist movement now. More than almost. It is a fascist movement now.
It is. If you can't say anything.
You can't say anything to defend somebody. Yeah.
You we accused you and you've been found innocent or you've been found not guilty. So we're going to let you, live your life again.
That's unacceptable.
Right. Well, I can't have that. So no one wants to have go up against the Me Too movement by saying when they're in the right, when they're 100% in the right, you still don't want to go up against them by saying no.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is
right.
This is the right thing.
Right.
And you still don't want to go up against them?
Tell me that's not fascism. Tell me that's not how somebody in the 1930s and 40s operated.
It absolutely is. That's not Donald Trump doing that, by the way.
That's not Donald Trump. No. No, and that's who they'll blame. They'll, again, for all ills in society about nastiness to each other, it all comes down on Trump now. Like he's the first guy who introduced something mean into our culture. It was completely nice and friendly and wonderful nirvana until Donald Trump 2 years ago. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous.
We went from the love of Barack and Michelle. The love of Barack and Michelle to the, just to the dirty streets of Donald Trump.
To the slum, to the gutter, to the very gutter, if you will, of Donald Trump. Speaking of the wonderful, beautiful, enlightened Obamas, have you seen what the tickets are going for on Michelle Obama's book tour right now? She's got this book that's being released called Becoming. And it's her first memoir. And so.
Is it out yet? Because I thought I pre-ordered it and it hasn't come. It hasn't arrived at my house yet.
That's disappointing, isn't it? Because when you're looking forward to reading that book so much.
If it's out and they haven't shipped it yet, that's a problem.
It hurts. It really does. I mean, I know what it's like to look forward to something with such a great deal of anticipation and then not have it get there in time. So what's happening is she is booking arenas. Like she's booked in December for Dallas and it's at the American Airlines Arena, which seats 20,000 people. So those are the kinds of arenas she supposedly is filling here. And the nosebleed seats all the way at the top, you know, where you're so high up in the arena, you're actually watching the event from space. Those seats cost $30. Front row seats? What do you think front row seats? Take a guess at front row
Michelle
seats.
Michelle Obama, front row, American Airlines Center.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting per ticket? $1,500.
$3,000.
Okay, double what I said.
$3,000. You and a partner, though, can go see Michelle for just $6,000.
$6,000. My friend, that gets you into the door at the American Airlines Center.
Right.
That doesn't include
parking, of course.
That doesn't include food, drink.
Right. Right.
So you might as well look. If you've got $6,000 to spend at that front row, you're not worried about the drinks and parking.
It's very true.
But
still,
yes.
So you get some cool things if you spend the mere $3,000. And, you know, because look at her arms. She's got fantastic arms. And you'd be able to see her arms from the front row if you do this. But also, you get a signed book. Woo! And
do you get to meet her, or they just have it sitting on your chair?
No, you don't get to meet her, as far as this says. This doesn't talk about that.
So they just have it sitting on your chair, then.
To put this into perspective, VIP tickets to Beyonce and Jay-Z on their last tour were $1,000. That was the high ticket price, $1,000, which is a lot, but it's a third of what Michelle Obama is charging. I'm sorry. I thought these were the income inequality people. I thought they were all about the little guy. The little guys are not very happy about this.
Good. They don't deserve to be not very happy about this.
One of her fans tweeted out, Michelle Obama is out here selling Beyonce-priced tickets, and I was not prepared. Another said, this is for the upper middle to upper class only. The rest of us can't swing an average of $200 or $300 for one ticket.
Right. Just average seats, right? Yeah. The front row seats are $3,000 a piece.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not getting in the house for, well, you're not even getting in the house for under 30. Yeah.
Right. So I just, the hypocrisy just continues to be piled on, and the left just continues to worship them.
Be okay with it.
Yeah, far more than okay.
It's the Obamas.
Nothing these two can do is wrong, ever.
Ever.
Doesn't matter what they do.
Ever.
It's not wrong. It's really something to see. But I'm also going to be interested to see how full these arenas are, because it's hard to fill a 3,000 or 4,000 seat arena these days, let alone 18,000 or 20,000 people. That's a lot.
Yes,
and if she still has that kind of juice to sell out these arenas, you know she's running for office.
Yes, and this might be the test, right?
It might be, yeah. If she could fill arenas like this, that might be what pushes her over the edge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if she were to run in 2020 against
the president, you might put up a fight against Trump.
I think you've got a battle there.
I think you do, too. She's probably one of the few.
I've said many times, I don't think the Democrats have anybody who can beat Trump. Please. Nobody. Unless they go to like a Tom Hanks or a, who is the other person that's kicked around all the time?
Oh, The Rock.
Yeah, well, but he's more Republican. Probably Republican. Yeah. Oprah is kicked around.
Yeah, Oprah, they love Oprah.
You know, they love Oprah. Oprah's hugely popular. She might, you know, make it interesting. Michelle Obama, for whatever reason, she's super popular.
I think Tom Hanks and Oprah, if we're using those two as examples, they would make it interesting. I don't think they could beat Trump. I really don't.
When people Trump start to hear their policies,
yes, and plus that might hurt. Trump's not the only one that maybe has a shot is more than Tom is Oprah, because Donald would be attacking a woman. So it kind of goes against a little bit of what he was said, but you know, so a little bit of shot, but. Michelle, that's a woman, and Michelle Obama.
And she's been first lady. She's got some experience, kind of.
I don't think Trump could beat her.
I don't know. It would be tough. It would be tough.
I know.
She presents a real challenge, I think.
I think so, too. Now, I heard that our good friend, Hillary Rodham Clinton, has put in a statement where she wants to abolish the electoral process.
Oh, man. Has she really?
I think so. I'm going to have to, I'll look it up.
The Electoral College? Break,
but I think she wants to find a way to get rid of that, because, I mean, that's how she lost, right?
So she, yes.
So she could run again if she gets rid of that.
What a dream that would be.
Right?
What a dream.
I know.
Yeah.
Because
jeez.
I mean, she's run two or three times now, right? And not won.
Well, she ran for president.
Twice. Right. Against Barack.
2008. And this year,
Trump, right?
Or this last election.
Right, and she was supposed to be the anointed one here.
Yeah.
So she's still...
she's in there somewhere.
Not really gotten over
she it. She might still think it's her turn.
I know.
But, I don't know.
If Michelle decides to run...
It's not her turn anymore.
They will kick her to the curb harder than a rock. Man.
Absolutely.
Have a nice day.
The only thing more powerful than the Clinton machine are the Obamas.
I believe
in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
888-727-BECK, Pat and Jeffy for Glenn. You know, we've been telling you about Goldline's new silver maple flex. It allows you to break off smaller pieces for barter and trade. So I think these things are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, so he did leave them here?
Yeah, he did leave them here.
Nice.
Which is kind of dangerous, because I told him a long time ago, you're going to find that missing one of these days. Because look, isn't that great?
I'm glad you told
him beautiful.
That, because that means when I take them, he'll think it's you.
But we don't want you to forget about the importance of small gold
these
bars
really cool.
as well. When it comes to protecting ourselves, our families, our portfolios, you want to make sure that you have maximum flexibility and diversity in your portfolio. That's why Glenn owns, and why I own, both gold and silver. And as we've mentioned before, Glenn asked Goldline to create smaller bars of gold and silver that people can carry with them in the event things really get bad. I mean, if you have to use this for currency and barter, you know that something's imploded, like the economy. It's imploded. So this is just, you know, it's protection against something catastrophic. In addition to considering the new silver maple flex, remember that Goldline also offers an exclusive credit card size holder containing five individually sealed 1/10 ounce gold bars. These are beautiful and fantastic as well. And those are also minted by the Royal Canadian Mint. So between these legal tender gold and silver bars, we know if anything goes badly, then you know you can protect your family. You owe it to yourself to call Goldline. Learn more about these gold and silver bars. It's not for everybody, but if you look into it at least, and I think you'll determine it's right for you. Call 866-GOLDLINE or go to goldline.com. Call today. See how easy it is to own gold and silver. 866-GOLDLINE. That's 866-GOLDLINE. You know, we were talking about the leftist group, the mob that hassled Ted Cruz and his wife at a D.C. restaurant last night, chanting this.
We believe survivors.
Except for Keith Ellison's survivor.
Fatal is way hotter than you do.
Every time I hear it, I can't believe. Beto is way hotter than you, dude.
Right?
Really? Is that what we've come to?
We believe survivors.
And again, the question is, why weren't they thrown out of the restaurant? Why did Ted have to leave? Why did he have to leave? It's pathetic.
You know, maybe it was at the end because I'm not sure if they were done eating.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, if they were done eating, it doesn't make what they did any better.
No, it doesn't.
But it does. You know, make it makes me realize why Ted left.
Right.
But I still want to know how the restaurant can let that happen. No.
So that same leftist group, apparently, that organized that little get-together, vowed on Twitter afterwards, "You are not safe. We will find you." Okay. Sounds like an interesting threat of violence. This is a message to Ted Cruz, Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump, and the rest of the racist, sexist, transphobic, and homophobic right-wing scum. You are not safe. We will find you. We will expose you. We will take from you the peace you have taken from so many others. They feel justified in their hate. And doesn't that seem like a violation of Twitter's policy against hatred?
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, interesting.
It does seem that way.
It's kind of fascinating, actually. What does it take to shut down a left-wing Twitter account? Nothing, obviously. There's nothing they can do or say or allege or threaten that would get them shut down on Twitter, apparently.
Guess not.
I think we're seeing that, aren't we?
We certainly are. It's playing out before our eyes right now.
888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck.
It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program. Don't forget to tune in for my show immediately following this one on the Blaze Radio and TV Network, Pat Gray Unleashed. Also, Glenn has a little bit of a tour coming up.
He does, even though he's not here today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this means that he's, you know, he's home getting himself better and healthier. For those of you that want to see him on his book tour, starting October 25th, I mean, he's going to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Richmond. He'll be all over. You can go to glennbeck.com/tour. glennbeck.com/tour, and to be on his book tour for Addicted to Outrage, and you'll have an opportunity to see that show. That should be actually really fun. The live tours are a lot of fun.
I think I'm going to be at the San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas shows, so you should come too.
You know, I might try to stop by.
Yeah, be fun.
Am I paying like $3,000 a seat? Is Glenn no. thinking he's Michelle Obama?
No, he's not. He's not doing Michelle Obama prices. Fortunately, it's going to be interesting to see as their books kind of compete. Though, I mean, she's gotten so much publicity, Ooh. Though, so much free publicity on this. And if she's selling out arenas that hold 20,000 people,
we don't know that she's selling them out, though, right?
That's what's, yeah, we don't know that for sure. But if she were to. That would be an amazing feat in this day and age.
It sure would.
And it would be a sign that book is probably going to
sell a couple copies.
Sell a few copies.
Be a little bit longer before it goes to paperback.
Uh-huh. You might not find it in the bargain bin.
Maybe not.
As soon as you maybe like to. How much would you be willing to pay for a Michelle Obama book that's actually been signed by her? Huh? Wouldn't that be a dream come true?
I mean, and
would you pay the $3,000 it costs to get a signed book from her? But and a front row seat.
You get to see her.
And
you also see her live.
Yes, you get the front row seat.
Yeah.
That doesn't include a meet and greet, however. So,
is there a meet and greet VIP?
I don't know because it doesn't come with that package. So maybe some people are selected to come back and meet her. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
If it sounds to me that she, I mean, for $3,000 a ticket and a signed book, and you're up in the front, what, five rows or something, 10 rows of uh-huh. $3,000 ticket?
Yeah.
The meet and greet's going to cost you. You might as well just get ready to blow $10,000 to be done with it. Going to cost you another $4,000, right? Another $2,000 ahead for a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
so it'd be,
yeah.
it'd be yeah, $5,000 a
you're
ticket.
Right. You're not going to the event alone. So
right, right.
$6,000 for two front row right. front section seats.
And who's you gonna buy one meet and greet? Ooh, that'd go over good, right? Honey, I gotta go. Yeah. You wait right here. I'll be back. I gotta go meet Michelle.
No, you're not buying just one meet and greet.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
No. But the people who can pay $6,000 to be up front,
right?
They're not worried about how
no,
much this
not.
Costs.
No, they're not.
It's the others who they claim to be all about. It's the middle class, the you know people who maybe are a little below lower middle class. It's those people who are denied the opportunity, and they're the ones who love her, and they're the ones who can't go.
Yeah, well, a lot of the minorities are at least working now, thanks to President Trump, so they've got a little extra cash.
That's right. That's right. But we continue to oppress them in other ways, like forcing them to bring ID to the voting booth.
That.
You can't expect a
I
minority to be able to do that.
That.
It's clear suppression of the vote. What black or brown person has access to ID? None of them.
I mean, that's
right.
Their,
None of them do.
Right.
It's a clear violation
answer.
Of their rights
that's
to
the
make
answer.
Them bring an ID.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a driver's license. Even if you believe that minorities don't own cars. You still have to believe that, okay, well, they do have the ability to get a $5 ID card from the state, right? It's a photo ID that you can present at the
Yeah, but you get that
voting
in
booth.
A different place than you get your driver's license.
And that place
and
is just out of reach
right?
to everybody
so, I mean, or do you
under
$100,000. Places? The way they all come from the same place, right? The DMV?
yeah, they do.
Huh.
Yeah. How about that?
So it is the same place. So you'll be able to find it. I mean, that's the argument, right? Earlier when I mentioned Hillary Clinton talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. She's not alone. She has a couple of friends. The New York Times has started a new group called the Interstate Compact. Claims here that would effectively gut the Electoral College. And activists wow. like Michael Moore, for example, along with Hillary and the New York Times, are trying to ban of the Electoral College because it is racist.
Well, you can't do it. You have to have a constitutional amendment in order to do that. It's a constitutional provision of the Electoral College. Our founders set that up. For a reason, and it was so that these small states could still have a say, because they knew, all right, once the major population centers get to a certain size, the small states aren't going to matter at all. So they set up this system so small states have a say in the election process. Huh. So, You can't just wish it away or regulate it away. You have to have a constitutional amendment, and that's going to be tough to do. So hopefully we won't see anything come of that.
That'd be nice. But according to this, now what the way they're getting around that with this interstate compact is what they're trying to do is get around doing that, right? With their little trickery, their little
probably
in so that state electors would be forced to vote for whomever wins the national popular vote, regardless of how a candidate performs in a particular state. Right. So
yeah, if they win the popular vote in that state,
then the electoral college has to go with them.
Yeah. Well, that guts it.
Right.
And I don't know that you can gut it without a constitutional amendment. I don't know. We'd have to maybe get a lawyer on.
I mean, that's
talking about that because that would be bad.
You have to take something like that to the Supreme Court. You have to take something like that to where? The Supreme Court.
Where we're trying to pack the court
right.
with one person. and it's interesting to see the continued smear of a guy who, by all indications, I've never met him. I don't know him, but I know what the experts say, what the people close to him say, that he's a fantastic guy, that he is thoughtful, that he's not an extremist, that I don't even know if he's pro getting rid of Roe v. Wade. Who knows? I think it's possible, really possible, that he's not in favor of getting rid of Roe v. Wade. He said, not only is there precedent on that, there's super precedent. I think he might have even said super Doppler precedent on that.
I think that was the quote. I was going to check you on that.
And as you know, Jeffy, yeah. Super Doppler precedent cannot be broken.
No, it cannot.
So
I mean, that just takes over everything. You can't go back, period.
So they continue to smear him, and they're hounding everybody who supports him. One of the things the mob was chanting last night at Ted Cruz is that he's known him for 20 years.
Ted Cruz is the best friend.
So what? Okay, so I can't come into a restaurant because I've known Brett Kavanaugh for 20 years?
Right.
We got to get a grip on this thing. I don't know how to get a grip on it.
I don't know either. And I realize that the Supreme Court is a step up from the job that he has now, which is why he wants to try to clear his name and get this new job and you know, kind of get everything back to normal. But this will never go back to the way it was. Brad, I got news for you. But he goes back. We're getting rid of him. We want Brett Kavanaugh, lifetime appointment. Supreme Court, lifetime appointment. I'm pretty sure the job he has now is a lifetime appointment. As a circuit judge, right? Federal appeals court judge. I'm pretty sure that's a lifetime appointment. So he's not going anywhere. You're not going to be able to go through the drive through at Checkers and heckle him.
Yeah, it's Article 3: Federal judges serve during good behavior for life.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's not going anywhere.
For life. Yeah, you're going to have to contend with him. But they would, I'm sure they would say, yeah, just, but not on the Supreme Court. Not on the ultimate judicial authority. And by the way, the Supreme Court is not the ultimate authority. They're just the ultimate judicial authority. They don't have any more power than the legislative or the executive branch, supposedly. But we have, for some reason, over the last 50 to 100 years since this era of progressivism, we've assigned that to them. Like, they're the be-all and end-all. Well, the Supreme Court said. Yeah, they they once said Jim Crow laws could stand as well. And you didn't like that one. So, well, you did at the time.
You did at the time. Yeah.
You did at the time.
You helped get that through, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Yeah, they did. 888-900. 888-727-BECK. You know, there's a lot of benefits to refinancing your mortgage. You can lower your interest rate. You can shorten your loan term. You can access cash or consolidate high interest debt. All great options that can help you save an incredible amount of money over the life of your loan. You may even be able to save up to $1,000 a month. So why wait for interest rates to increase more, which is what they're going to do? The Fed's getting back together shortly, and they've already signaled that they're going to raise rates again. So your next step should be a 10-minute call to an American Financing salary-based mortgage consultant. The reason it's important to mention that they're salary-based is because they're not trying to push special programs that they get more commission for and talk you into something that's not good for you, but it's good for them. They don't do that. There are never any upfront fees to consider. Plus, they have access to every loan in the industry. So you can feel confident that your refinance needs are being met quickly and they're in line with your budget. Make the call today. They offer the convenience of e-sign, so you can complete your documents from the comfort of your own home and you're on your own schedule. Customize a loan program right now and term it to fit your financial needs. They're licensed in all 50 states, so call them right now. American Financing, 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Glenn Beck.
It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn today, who's sick. Hopefully, he'll be back tomorrow. 888-727-BECK. Here's an exciting story. Breaking news for you. Models with three breasts are about to walk the runway at Milan Fashion Week.
are they going to be real or fake?
I think they're real. No, yeah, it's a prosthetic.
Yeah,
it's a fake. Prosthetic.
Very disappointing.
What?
Very disappointing.
What weird? What a bizarre!
It is definitely bizarre.
What a bizarre time! Just really, the Italian label, which is designer Giuliano Calza, pushed the boundaries a little bit, he said, on the runway.
Yeah.
By,
and that's all they're trying to do, right?
He had the model sporting tiny neon bralettes, and each of them, yeah, so you know, you're not going to find three-breasted women by birth, and they all happen to be here at the same time.
Right.
Probably, so it's, but each of them had a fake third breast implanted.
The pictures are tremendous.
Implanted between the other two.
Oh, I don't know.
Why would you do that? And why? What is the appeal of that for your clothes? Hey, for all the three-breasted women, we got a three-cup bra. So this is really good.
It's a good look.
It is so bizarre. And I guess you're not supposed to say that's so bizarre.
Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Whoa, wait.
No, you're not supposed to acknowledge that. Well, you went out of your way for us to see it. Of course, we're going to acknowledge it and tell you how that hits us aesthetically.
Beto is a lot hotter than you, dude.
And we need to keep going back to that because this is a great group of people.
It is a great group of people.
Yelling and screaming at Ted Cruz.
We believe survivors.
Except the survivor of Keith Ellison, who's a Democrat.
Beto is way hotter than you do.
Unreal.
Come on, man.
Unreal. Hypocrites. It's just, it's awful. 888-727-BECK. Kirk in Pennsylvania. Hi. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I just, sometimes the best way to deal with the ridiculous is by being ridiculous back. But with that being said, I just want to confess that I'm fairly certain that I've been having sex with Brett Kavanaugh. I think he's touched me, and I'm fairly certain that he exposed himself to me. And I've been haunted by
how long?
For years, actually, years.
Years.
And I really think, mm-hmm. yeah, there are thousands of people just like me out there that have been having sex with Brett Kavanaugh. And I really mm-hmm. think that all the conservatives that have been having sex with him should all be calling in. Their voices should be heard. So I just think that, you know, the hotline at the Capitol building should be on fire today with everyone confessing what they've been doing with Brett Kavanaugh.
Jammed with survivors such as yourself, Kirk. Unfortunately, this group that accosted Ted Cruz last night, they all believe you because they believe the survivors. So you're believed already. Thank you for sharing your heart-wrenching story.
Look, and you don't even have to go into that much detail, right? I mean, I was thinking about saying that that I had a run into him myself. Now, there's gaps in my memory.
Are there really?
There are gaps in my memory, yeah, because I was really, really
drunk. How long do you think this happened?
I was
long
really,
ago
really drunk,
this?
And there's was gaps
he drunk
in what
too?
I was remembering.
Was he drunk?
I just know that after it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second, I was...
Yeah, take your time. It's compose yourself.
After it all happened, I just know that I heard someone say, "Oh, is that Brett Kavanaugh with Jeff Fisher?" And now,
did they scream it down the hall?
And then there's gaps. And then I can't.
You know what you should do though is
next thing I knew I woke up. So
go over the story with your lawyers for 6 days, and they'll help you clear up your memory.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it's not my original idea. Dr. Ford had that idea, and it helped her a great deal. So,
still a good idea. I don't care.
It's a really good idea. I just didn't want to claim credit.
Oh, okay.
You know, where credit wasn't due. It's this preposterous.
It certainly is.
Anybody can say anything about anyone. Brett Kavanaugh doesn't even know this woman. He essentially said he doesn't even know her. They weren't friends. They didn't hang out. And he... never attended a party with her. Here's, if you missed it, here was some of what he had to say on Fox News last night.
We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
many
life
years,
here?
Many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
Many years after.
Wow. That's like you, Jeff. You were a virgin through kindergarten, weren't you? I don't know about the whole year, but...
I mean, see, that's embarrassing, because I don't like to talk about that kind of stuff. That's the stuff we shouldn't know about, as you said earlier about this particular question, that we didn't really need to know about that. Right? Too much information.
Yes.
But we do in today's world, right?
Yes.
And so, for your knowledge, it was fourth grade.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were a virgin through kindergarten and several
years
after. And you didn't have to volunteer that, so that was big of you.
I just wanted to make sure that we were aware of it.
Here was more from Brett Kavanaugh last night.
No, I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever.
Right.
I've always treated women with dignity and respect. May have met her. We did not travel in the same social circles. She was not a friend, not someone I knew.
You don't remember ever being at parties with her ever?
I do not. Or did any such thing.
Do you remember
thing.
Everybody you've been at a party with? Do you remember every person you've ever been at a
not.
Party with?
Absolutely
of course not.
Not. No.
Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing.
And that, to me, that's a key detail. Because even the people that she said were her friends, no one has corroborated her story.
Right.
And the second accuser, same thing. In fact, many people have said the opposite of both of them, that it didn't happen. They have no knowledge of it. This thing's ridiculous. 888-727-BECK. More of the Glenn Beck program coming up with Pat and Jeffy. Pat and Jeffy for Glenn. Is there a point ever where we call BS on some of these accusations? Can we not take a critical look at any of them? Now, the Democrat philosophy now seems to be that all these women have the right to be believed immediately.
Period.
Totally anti-American. Totally anti-justice system. Forget the justice. It's just not justice of any kind. I thought these were social justice people. That's not social justice.
No, it is not.
At all. And no matter how preposterous the claim, we have to just sit and listen to it and be disgusted with ourselves that all these things are going on.
Amazing.
30 and 40 years ago were completely different times than now. And people comported themselves differently in interpersonal relationships. All these things that, you know, and it's never been okay to sexually assault people, but is there any responsibility for any of this to ever be reported somewhere along the line?
Right. To be able to say, stop. You know, I must be married to, my wife must, first of all, I got it with your jokes of being an angel being married to me. Ha ha, I got it. But I must be married to someone, you know, she must not be some from
this
planet.
I like how you
planet.
Do the preemptive strike there, because you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
It's already, I mean, my Twitter timeline's already blown up. It's fine. But I wish her anything but a good day, and it's, oh, angel heaven. But a Texas man arrested and charged with sexual battery on a Southwest Airlines flight from Houston to Nashville. All right.
This weekend?
This last weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the man and woman did not know each other, according to police reports. They never met each other. They had a brief conversation before, the police report says that they had a brief conversation before this lady fell asleep on the plane. All okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the lady claims that she woke up during the flight and the man was rubbing her back. She said he went on.
How often have you done that? Oh. You know, just the woman next to you. She falls asleep and you just start rubbing her back. That's so typical.
On an airplane?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
All the time.
Nobody says anything. They just let you keep going. She said she went back to rub her inner thigh, touched her breast, and tried to put his hand under her shirt. All right. This is what the affidavit said. Okay.
And she said nothing this whole time?
The woman said she was frozen in fear during the incident.
Frozen in fear.
But alerted the flight crew soon after. Now, this is where I go back to, I must be married to someone different.
Yeah, my wife doesn't freeze in that situation either.
No, there is no frozen fear.
You're
going
to get an elbow to the face. Rightly so, right?
Or, hey
Jeffy, stop it.
You want to take some lessons? Something. There's no frozen in fear.
No.
I'm sorry. Now, if this actually happened, the guy's a dirtbag.
Yes.
And should be arrested. But I don't understand where we can't say we're frozen in fear. Like, what are you doing? Get your hands off of me.
You can't
stand
just say
up.
That.
You're on an airline.
Yeah.
You're in an enclosed tube.
We've heard this over and over and over from victims that they were frozen.
Right.
They didn't feel comfortable. They were afraid of losing their job. They were in awe of his power dynamic. I mean, I don't know. Is it? You just say, stop it. You're so frozen, you can't say, don't do that?
I don't know. I really don't understand that. Now, he's been...
you got a plane load of people that if a guy's molesting you, they're going to come to your rescue. A plane load of people.
And if he's touching you in any way, all right, which would prove your point of
and
the molestation.
And you don't want him to.
And there's at least, what, 3, 6, 9 rows, or 3 rows, 9 seats right across the aisle that's able to look into where you're sitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To see what's going on, right?
Yes.
And not counting the ones behind you or in front of you, but just across the aisle. You know, those 3 rows, usually you're able to look into the separate rows pretty close if you had to. So if you stood up and hollered or said, what are you doing?
Or if you just move.
Are you going to get someone looking at what you're doing?
Just get up and leave.
Right, I don't understand. Right.
And go to the stewardess and say, or I'm sorry, the flight attendant, and say, hey, this guy is a total creep. And he's touching me, and I don't want him to. Can you move me to another seat, please? Can I exchange with some guy? You know, wouldn't you do that? Isn't that natural?
Yes. You know, he's arrested now. He claims that he scratched the woman's back. So, I mean, he very well could
have. Which he probably shouldn't have done, obviously, at all. shouldn't have been touching the person he doesn't know.
Again.
Unless he has permission. Hey, again. Do you mind if I scratch your back during the flight?
How many times?
Oh.
Come on.
If I had a nickel for every time.
I mean, right? The old joke, which really, you know, was that, what are they going to do? Say no? You know, that's the joke, because they are going to say no.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that, of course they're going to say no. Hey, you know, as long as we're just a quick flight from Dallas to Nashville.
How about if I rub and scratch your back? I can't imagine a scenario where anybody would do that.
Right. So she would say, no.
No, thank you.
No.
No, thank you. I'll take a pass on that.
How about you keep your hands to yourself? No. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, frozen in fear? Something. We.
But that's the thing. See, I guess you can't even question this stuff anymore. That's kind of where we are. You can't so much as question it and say, it doesn't make sense to not even say, don't.
No.
Stop.
I wake up, you have your hand up my skirt. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think you're doing? I'm frozen in fear?
Well, it's what Asia Argento said, that she was frozen when the 17-year-old had sex with her. Remember that? So they got in bed naked together, and then she was frozen. Well, what? What are you? And then, of course, she took pictures of him as they're both laying in the bed afterward.
Well, because
she was
so frozen.
It's, I guess, still frozen in a smiling position.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does not.
I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. No, you shouldn't be groping a woman or touching a woman unless...
Period.
Yeah, unless she asks you to, or, you know, you've discussed it ahead of time.
Yes. Of course.
I don't know how that would happen, because it'd be a pretty awkward conversation. So, you know, we're going to be flying in a minute. Kind of thinking I might rub your back during the flight. You know, okay with that?
It's Dallas to Nashville.
It's hard to even play out the scenario in your mind, because it's too preposterous.
By the time we get over Arkansas, I'm going to have my hand up your skirt. What do you think? You're frozen? No.
I can't speak. I'm so frozen in fear. And what do you have to be afraid of when, again, you got a plane load of people who will come to your rescue? The flight attendant will. I'm sure there's men in other aisles who would
absolutely
make sure this guy stops.
100%. 100%.
But that's not where we are now.
I hope if the guy did it and he's a dirtbag, good. He needs to be gone away. And there's no sense rubbing people's backs on airplanes, especially without having the go-ahead. But the whole frozen in fear thing, stop. No.
It's acceptable in our culture now to just say, yeah, okay, she was frozen. Yeah, okay, she didn't mention it to anybody for 36 years. Yeah, that's fine. And it just comes up now when the guy is the nominee to be the next Supreme Court justice. It's perfectly natural. Okay, yeah, they didn't say anything about it until now. At some point, you have to say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going down that road. It's been too long. There's no evidence. Wouldn't that make sense?
It sure would.
Seems like it to me.
Look, I realize that the vetting process isn't, investigating for crime. But if you're a person who is of less than good character, during any vetting process, of which Kavanaugh has been down 6 or 7 vetting processes now, some of that is going to get out, right? Course it is. You're going to run across people who say, oh, no. No, when he was in high school, I like him now. I guess he's okay. But when he was in high school, he was a dirtbag. He was a buddy.
And we've heard none of that in the case of Kavanaugh. None of it.
Zero.
We've heard the opposite.
Yeah.
This is not in his character. From his wife, from those two girls he dated.
So who has the gaps?
From his other friends.
Who has the gaps in memory now?
Uh-huh. 888-727-BECK. A new study just came out from China that came to the conclusion that air pollution causes a huge reduction in intelligence. This, in addition to the well-known impacts on physical health. So the thing you immediately jump to is, geez, Jeffy must have lived in Beijing for most of his life and just sucked in all kinds of pollution.
Is that the thing you immediately jump
to? That's what you immediately jump to. I don't know if it was Beijing or L.A. or some smog capital of the world.
Is that actually in the copy?
No, that's just it's a fact that everybody knows. So high pollution levels led to significant drops in test scores with language and arithmetic, the average impact equivalent to having lost an entire year of education. Now, when you think about that, you think how polluted it is outside. The air inside your home is much more polluted than the air outside because it's all trapped in there and it just keeps circulating around the trapped air. It is important. It is critical that you do the smart thing and change your air filters. Change the filters on a regular basis. Go to filterby.com. This is America's leading provider of HVAC filters for homes and small businesses. You can choose from over 600 sizes. They even do custom work. If you've got some kind of unusual size for your filter, they can custom make one for you. Then they ship it free within 24 hours. Fantastic. Plus, they support working Americans. They manufacture all their filters right here in America. You can also save 5% when you sign up for auto replacement. And then you never have to worry about, well, how long has it been? I can't remember the last time it
changed.
That's
my favorite part of what they do.
I love that.
And
yeah,
they're giving you a discount to do it. Really, right, they should be charging you more for this.
Yes.
Because they just, you never remember. So once a month, your filters are here.
Or 3 months or whatever the time period is.
Set up with, they come to your house.
Yeah. It's time to change the filters. Exactly. Filterby.com. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. You'll breathe better. And apparently, you'll even become smarter. You'll be more intelligent, certainly, than Jeffy, but you already have that going for you. So don't procrastinate this any longer. It's Filterby, filterbuy.com. Filterby.com. 888-727 back. Pat and Jeffy for Glenn, who is sick today. You were just telling me a second ago, I hadn't heard this rumor at all. People are saying that Clarence Thomas might retire.
That's what we talked a little bit about this morning with Doc Thompson, that we talked about. There were rumors that he was talking about the possible possibility of retiring if Trump would, Trump would be able to pick someone who was really conservative and 30 years younger,
Right.
And so,
but you're not going to get any more conservative than Clarence Thomas. He is by far the most conservative judge on the bench.
Oh, no question. And the reason, and one of the things we started talking, then it got us down the line of, who could possibly, could down, if we don't, if they're, they want to put Kavanaugh off, right? The whole point is to hold the Kavanaugh vote off until after the election. But, not really unheard of thought to think that Trump could get another one in.
Yeah, he could. Yes, he could. I just hope it's not replacing Clarence Thomas. You'd want to add to Clarence Thomas.
I understand.
He's only 70. And he's been there since, it's been 25 years or so. He was 40s. He was in his mid-40s when he was confirmed. Wow, that's amazing. What you want is for Trump to have a couple more shots. You don't want the next president, if he's a Democrat, to have shots.
Right. Got us thinking about who would be next if Clarence doesn't retire. If Clarence hangs on.
Yeah.
If Justice Thomas hangs on.
You got to think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in there somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. She's had,
There's no way they want her to go
away. 84, 85.
They've got to have a medical staff.
She's had a storied life, so much so that there's a documentary on her. There's the upcoming movie where she talks about the lack of freedom in the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah. The word woman does not appear even once.
This is from the movie.
Coming up. Nor does the word freedom. Your Honor.
That's so powerful.
That
Bam!
Is, that is powerful.
Bam!
They've got to have a medical team following her around, right?
And of course, the big thing, yes, the word freedom does appear in the U.S. Constitution.
No, it doesn't, because she said so.
And she said it powerfully, too. She was, okay. I mean, the
Are you going
the
against
delivery
what
here?
RBG said?
No, because you can't.
Okay.
It's just too powerful.
Right, the word woman does not appear even once. In
not
the
even
US
once.
Nor does the word freedom. Your Honor.
Oh, that's powerful.
Think about it.
Untrue, but powerful. Completely wrong, but oh, so poignant.
Oh,
what
so
a point.
Powerful.
She makes the point, and she makes it so well, even though it's completely false. So I wonder, you know, with the ridicule they faced just from the preview, you know, the movie trailer, will they change that part? Will they take that out of there?
No way.
I don't think so.
No way.
I don't think so.
No way.
But we have to wait till Christmas Day for that fabulous movie.
I can't. I don't want to wait.
All right. Hopefully Glenn's back tomorrow. And if so, I'll see you then. Be back with him. And Pat Gray Unleashed coming up.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.